In 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 18, David prayed this: Lord all-powerful, my family and I don't deserve what you have already done for us, and yet you have promised even more. For every Christian, there is a promise of even more. God's business is an unlimited one. Are you content with all you have, or are you looking for even more? Because there is more. Any act of giving is a blessed with a greater return. Jesus said, give and you will receive. A large quantity, pressed together, shaken down and running all over, will be put into your pocket. In addition, God wants to honor us as well. He wants us to be higher than we are. The honor of men is often sought after. Some are invited to the Queen's garden party. Others receive MBEs and knighthoods. God has his own honors list. First of all, there is mentioned in dispatches. The midwives, Shapira and Pua, received a mention for their courage in Exodus chapter 1. Mary was mentioned for anointing Jesus in Mark chapter 14. Jesus said, I guarantee this truth. Wherever the good news is spoken in the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. There is another term, servant of God. It is a term of God's respect, as in the case of Job and Moses. Jesus said, those who serve me must follow me, and my servants will be with me wherever I will be. If people serve me, the Father will honor them. Then there is also the friend of God, as in the case of Abraham and also the disciples. Jesus said to them, I call you no longer servants, but friends. Where does respect come from? In John chapter 5 and verse 44, it says, how can you believe you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who alone is God? This is addressed to all those who want God's okay and are not concerned about the acclaim of man, but the acclaim of God. If you want the well done of God, then go for it, like David did too. There's another startling fact. God wants to honor us, even though he knows all about us. David did not think too highly of himself. He did not say that he deserved the honor, just the opposite. Now we know he was a bad lad at times, but God wanted to honor him. Paul said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And David said this in Psalm 139, you know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from far away. Jacob said in Genesis 32, I'm not worthy of the least of all the steadfast love and all the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff, I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. God's knowledge of us is complete, not partial. Yet despite his knowledge of us, he's after the very best for us. He's after the best for you and for me. He knows our problems. He knows the hairs on our head, as well as the sparrow that falls to the ground. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3, although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ. Nathanael was known to Jesus. Jesus knew what Simon the Pharisee thought and what the disciples were talking about. But he wants to honour all of us as we are. And may the Lord bless and honour each one of us. Amen.